Now we come to the stanza number 4, and we come to the actual teachings, actual instructions. And here, the Bodhicitta Avatara is actually of 10 chapters. Now it is divided like this, you know. The first 3 chapters is on how to generate bodhicitta for those who doesn't have generated bodhicitta, or bodhicitta is not arisen in their mind. Then the next 3 chapters are on how not to kind of degenerate the bodhicitta in those who actually have some bodhicitta already generated, that it doesn't become less to maintain the bodhicitta. And then the next 3 chapters are on how to improve on them, how to enhance, how to make the bodhicitta stronger and develop more and more. So these are the first 9 chapters. And then the last chapter, the 10th chapter, is the result of the bodhicitta, how to share it, how to dedicate it for the benefit of all the beings. So with this, there are 10 chapters. Now the first chapter is about the benefit of the bodhicitta. In order to encourage people to generate bodhicitta and to kind of develop it, so first you have to know the benefits, you know, what is good, what is, why bodhicitta. So there are 2 things. One is, the actual kind of benefits of the bodhicitta, the training and the mental state or the motivation. But before that, what are the right conditions, good conditions for generating this bodhicitta? And this is what we're going to discuss first. And there are 2 things. One is the right conditions of the body and the right conditions of the mind. So here, first thing is we're going to discuss the right conditions for the body, what kind of, right conditions that's good for bodhicitta. Now, first thing we have to understand very clearly. As we said earlier, Shantideva said that these stanzas or I wrote this book, or I express these ideas or whatever in order to remind myself how to practice, how to become a better human being, and how to generate bodhicitta and things like that. So therefore, we must read it in here as, when you say you, it means you, Shantideva. He's kind of talking to himself. Like when we discuss with ourselves, we remind ourselves, then I say you Ringu Tulku, you should not think like this, you should think like this, you should not react like this, you should act like this. So this is the understanding, and it's very important to understand this. It's not talking to others, it's talking to yourself. So the fourth stanza is about what we call as the precious human life. So the English translation reads like this: so hard to find such ease and wealth, whereby to render meaningful this human birth, if now I fail to turn it to my profit, how could such a chance be mine again? So, the precious human life, you know, first we need to think of all the negative things that can be, you know. If I have to appreciate what I have, then I have to, you know, I have to see the all the, you know, possible problems and negative things that could have been. And then I should be happy that it's not like that. Yeah, I'm. So therefore, sometimes, you know, we talk about eight E's and 10, you know, wealth or 10 endowments and things like that. Those things I'm not going to explain too much here. If you want to know them, you will find in the commentary. But basically what we are saying is that, compared to lots of other possibilities, I'm so fortunate, you know. If you look at some other forms of life, then compared to them, I'm so fortunate. I must appreciate that, you know. So this is about appreciating myself, all the chances that I have, all the possibilities that I have. You know, generally, it's understood that, you know, the human beings are like the highest, you know, evolved being on this earth. We are very powerful. We are very fortunate. We have lots of resources. We have. We can think. We can talk. You know, we can do things with our hands. We are very innovative. We are intelligent. You know, I must, even if I have nothing else than this, the life, I must appreciate it. And we must appreciate what we have. If we don't appreciate what we have, it's same as not having them. So therefore, I need to think, I need to remind myself that this life that I have at this moment, all the facilities that I have, all the problem, you know, there are problems in life. Everybody has problems in life, you know. Just because there are one or two problems, doesn't mean that everything is bad. Who doesn't have problems? So therefore, I must really appreciate, you know, all the good things that I have. So therefore, I have this precious human life. And this precious human life didn't come just like this for no reason or for no causes and conditions. So to be a human being with this all this kind of fortunate, you know, things that I have around me or in my life, or all the things that I enjoy, it came with all sorts of positive causes and conditions, you know, millions of causes and conditions, and so therefore I must really appreciate this, and not just appreciate it, but I must, you know, take this opportunity and do something really useful. You know, it's not enough that I kind of enjoy myself and spend this life with no use or no benefit for anybody or for myself. You know, I can't waste this life. I have to make good use of this life. And make it better for me, and learn to, you know, do something that will bring much more understanding, much more usefulness, much more joy and, you know, happiness, much more wisdom and compassion, and much more, you know, something purposeful for myself, and also do something that would really bring benefit for lots of people. because there is this possibility. You know, I'm not completely, you know, like incapable. You know, there's lots of abilities, there's lots of capacities. So therefore, and then if I don't do this now, this is the chance. This is the chance. This is the time we should not, you know, we should not neglect. We should not just waste. And we should not waste, especially thinking that it's so bad, I'm so bad, and there's nothing good, and all these things. You know, this is wrong. We should not become discouraged. We should not become, you know, we should not let our life be wasted by, you know, only thinking that how bad it is and how kind of, how little power that I have. Because, you know, if we don't do anything, then we have no power. If we don't even start, if we don't even attempt, then we, of course, cannot do anything. But if we really, you know, try, you know, to help ourselves and to help others and, you know, try to do something, then why not? It will happen. So everybody can do something that is good for yourself and that's good for others. And whatever may be, I should start. You know, at least I need to really generate the right kind of motivation, right kind of aspiration. I at least try to go into the right direction with a strong resolve, strong kind of commitment, and, you know, decide my life to turn into something that is useful and positive and, you know, bring something really good to myself and to the others. So that's why I should think like this, that this life is precious. Lots of good things there, lots of capacities, lots of potentials. But this is difficult to get because it needs lots of positive, you know, conditions for this. And so therefore, you know, I must not waste it. And the life goes very quickly and it's impermanent. So therefore, I must take this chance to learn to work on myself, to try to do something that's useful for others, because, you know, if I don't do this now, then I can lose it and then I may not get it for a long time. So therefore, you know, resolved to do something that would be very, very useful and very, very good for myself, and not just for myself, not just for my only family, not just for my relatives, and not just for my own country, but for all the world and every being. At least, you know, need to generate that kind of intention and motivation.